Welcome back to the Yankee Air Pirate Podcast. I'm Pat Stratton and I'm your host. This is another special edition of the podcast that was recorded October 21st, 2023 at the Margaritaville Hotel in Jacksonville Beach, Florida at the NAPS 1983 40th reunion. There were approximately 120 friends and family at the dinner, including 72 from the Great NAPS class of 1983. In a speech delivered by the Yankee Air Pirate, he spoke about why he enjoyed working for Admiral Lawrence at the Naval Academy so much. He also discussed at the end of that assignment why he asked the Admiral for orders to take over the Naval Academy prep school for his last 5 years in the Navy. He also gave us his take on the Great NAPS class of 1983. So let's get right to it. We hope you enjoy this episode of the Yankee Air Pirate Podcast. A toast to NAPS 83.
Thank you very much for joining us here in marvelous Jacksonville, Florida. One time, someone asked me, what is a naval aviation cadet doing in charge of the Naval Academy Preparatory School? Which was a legitimate question. It turns out that when I was on shore duty over in Hanoi, I have a flat learning curve, so I had to spend 7 years there. And I had an opportunity to observe the products of the various officer acquisition programs. My family comes from the mess decks. My dad was an underage seaman in World War I. And a first sergeant of a transport company without a driver's license in World War II. My brother was a Marine, God love him. And I probably was destined to be maybe an adequate E-7. But I had an opportunity being in the middle of the pack to watch people rise to the occasion, because in a jail like that, 10,000 miles away, there is no law. Our leaders try to lead in their underwear, and that's not a very imposing picture with which to dominate people. You would watch the reaction of various groups to the orders.
Thanks, Bill.
That were given in an environment where there is no law. UCMJ is out the window. The code of conduct was a breath of executive orders, and you know what those are. The interesting thing to me was, universally, if you were looking for a response of some kind, you would always get a positive response from what we, the aviation cadets, used to call the boat school boys. Because any time we hit a squadron, the boat school boys always got the best assignments, the best good deals. And we really didn't mind because they earned it. But there was sort of a little tinge there saying the boat school boys. But I came away with an appreciation that there was something special about that boat school that I wasn't even qualified to enter. And I aspired to be a part of that system, and through a series of misadventures, I had the opportunity given to me by Admiral Bill Lawrence, who was the superintendent at that time, and who also had been on shore duty with me. And he offered me one of two jobs. I could be deputy for operations and work for the commandant and get midshipmen on the train to Philadelphia for the Army-Navy game. Or I could be the dirty little jobs officer, taking that which no one else wanted, the Jimmy Legs, the American Federation of Government Employees, blah, blah, blah. And I leapt at the opportunity because I wanted to be a part of it. When it came time to separate, Emma Lawrence asked me where I'd like to go. And I said, I'd like to have the prep school. Now that was pretty much even saying it, a mortal sin of some kind. Here is this unwanted, unwashed aviation cadet trying to take over the seedlings. It was the best request I ever made. It was the best decision that I ever made. Because NAPS was like the Naval Academy, the boat school boys. It was a special place. And as Gunny Ski will tell you, from all the years working with kids and watching classes come and go, each class has its own flavor. And some classes bond, some classes are colorful and all smoke. Some classes are classy and a little bit above us all. And then some of the classes have the right stuff. And it turns out that in my experience, in my tenure, in my observation, that the NAPS class of 83 had the right stuff. Yeah. Napster's rule. Yeah. It was a magic time at the Naval Academy when I was there. We had Captain Frank Donovan, a gentleman's gentleman, a seaman's seaman, one of God's special people, and his family there, who gave shelter to a couple of ex-convicts. We had Paul Galanti over as a company officer. We had Jack Fellows hanging out in the athletes' locker room, trying to be helpful and not helpful. We had Nasty Ned Schumann running the sailing program, with Fred Purrington helping him. There were probably a dozen ex-convicts there working when Admiral Lawrence was there, and it was a special place. Of the kids that were there, our kids, they saw that we had a grand time working with Admiral Lawrence. 14 of our kids went to the Naval Academy. 7 direct and 7 via one of the prep schools or other avenues. And that all is all due to people like Frank Donovan and many others who were in leadership positions there. That carried over into the magic that we saw when we were there, NAPS of 83. There was Gunny Ski, and there was Major Mattis. And there was that funny recon Marine that used to run all kinds of yelling, screaming people under the president's house of the War College and wake them up and run across the Newport Bridge and back and forth. And you have to admit, if you were there, that it was indeed a special place. And I thank you for letting me be part of it. Because next to carrier aviation and landing on a carrier, there was no better tour in my 31 years in the Navy than being part of NAPS, and being particularly part of NAPS 83, because Napster's rule. God bless you and God bless America.
We got another round of applause for our greatest convict.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of the Yankee Air Pirate Podcast. If you're interested in watching a video of the speech you just listened to, there's a link in the description of this podcast episode that you can click on. That will open the video in the Yankee Air Pirate YouTube channel. You can contact us with questions or feedback by emailing us at theyankeeairpirate@gmail.com. That's theyankeeairpirate, all one word, at gmail.com. We appreciate all our listeners. Semper Fi.